So it could receive the brick, right. That even though the brick is a tefach and a half, but if you have a brick, a tefach wide, even though this is a little bit wider, so it sticks out on each side a little bit, still it can hold up. As long as the bottom curve is a tefach wide, it could hold the brick on top of the tefach and a half. It sticks out a little bit on each side. That's kosher. Vos and poruch, tefach or machzaboy, either the bottom of the curve should be a tefach and a half. It sticks out a little bit on each side of the curve a little bit. That's okay. Now, by the next Rashi, when you have two curves, like twins, one next to another, you don't have to bring another one. If these two cannot hold up the brick, together, they're not wide a tefach, you have to bring another one. So still, there's no raya yet. Now, we're going to bring it back for the next case. We have Yishima ben Gamliel Oimer. Well, it's not right for me either. But he says another lochom. We have Yishima ben Gamliel Oimer. In Mekabel es Areach, Laorkoi, Shloisha Tvachim, is Ein Tzarech Lovi Kerecheres. He holds, even if you take this brick and say the length of it is three Tvachim, even if the two curves are wide, they're far away, but if you can put a brick on top of it that's three Tvachim long, it'll hold up the brick, that's also good. And Rashi says, we have Yishima ben Gamliel Oimer. In the kabelas laorkoi shloisha and tzar lavi karacheres, the shulming al miel lahokav is coming to be makel, make it easier. Kleimer, afilu ein b'em tefach. Even if the two beams going across, the two curves are not wide tefach. The yemoishav al shteim areich lerochboy ein oimid. If you put both on, if you put this brick on top of both of them, it won't hold it. Is machikin zumezu. Where etzur is to put away, separate these two beams like. O moishav aleim laorkoi. O bavad shei b'riyos. In other words, even though they're very small, each one is small, but don't look as if they're close to another. Let them be a little far away. So then you could put a beam, a brick, that's three tvachim wide. If it's three tvachim wide, it'll go like this over the two of them. So don't leave the two of them like this, the two curves, one close to another. Rather, look as if they're far away. They're a little bit away, less than three tvachim away, that you could put the brick on top of it, and if it'll hold up, these two curves that hold up the brick, that's also good. So even though each one by itself is very small, it's not even like a chatzi tefach and a half a tefach and a half a tefach. It's much less. But as long as it can hold up a brick that's long, three tefachim, it's also good. Now, what about hoya achas lamala v'yachas lamata? These two curves, these two beams that are going straight across the entrance of the Movi, what's going to be, neither of them again is wide a tefach, so each one by itself is possible, but you have to come on to both of them together. What's going to be though is one is higher up than the other one. They're like this. One is higher, one is lower. They're going straight across the entrance here. One is higher and one is lower. So what are you going to do now? And the way it is right now, one higher, one lower, you can't put a brick on top of it. The brick will fall right off it. One curve is higher up than the other curve. So what's the halacha? Do we look as if the top one comes down to make it close together that we say it's one? It's like the curve could hold up the brick? Or do we say, no, the way it is right now, one curve is higher up than the next one, it can't hold the brick the way it is right now. So what's the halacha? Ho ya'achas l'mala v'ya'achas l'mata. Rebbe Yosi b'yudu oimer. Royin ho elyoyna. We look at the top brick, the top beam, the top curve. Kilu hi l'mata. We say chavoit, we look as if it comes down. It's level with the next one. We look as if the bottom one, as if it comes up. In other words, as if they're both level heights. The only concern is that the top beam should not be higher up than 20 amas. But that's the first mission in Ervin, that if the curve of the beam that's going straight across the entrance of the Movi is higher than 20 amas, it's tzula. Because the curve is also Mishum Heker, you have to be able to see that beam. So that's what Rabbanu will make to say, we're letting you carry inside the Movi. If you have a Heker, you have something to remind you, you have this Heter. So it has to be in a place that you could see it, that it will remind you. Anything higher than 20 Amis, you don't notice it, so therefore it's Psula. So it's Kosher in this case on providing that the top curve is not higher than 20 Amis. The Yitachtoina Lomata Miyasarum. And it can't be that the bottom kura, the bottom beam going straight across, can't be less than 10 tefachim. Because if it's less than 10 tefachim, also it's psula. That's not called a kura. It's not called like a mechitza. It doesn't have the shear of a mechitza. Because a kura by faith also has to look it looks like there's a mechitza there. So it has to at least be 10 tefachim off the ground to look like a mechitza. Now, but let's say both of them, though, are within 20 amos. Now, I'm reading the Chavoyt Rami. Still, we look as if the top chayra comes down and the bottom one goes up to make them look equal levels. I forgot less betefach. Even though we're talking about now, you have these two chayras going straight across, that each one is not wide a tefach. That was old Sarin. If you have one chayra by itself that's wide a tefach, it's a kosher chayra. That one being going straight across the entrance of the mavi, it's kosher by itself. We're talking about now you have two chayras, each one is less than a tefach. And even though one is, let's say, 19 amos high, and one is only 10 amos high, mamish 9 amos away, still we say it's kosher. Because we say chavoyt, we take down the top one, bring it down level to the bottom one. So it's a kash and rova. Here, each curve by itself is less than a tefach wide. So you see, even though you have less than a tefach wide, still you say chavoyt rumi. Still we can say these two beams look as if they're equal level heights. So it's a kash and rova. Rova says we only say it when it's a tefach wide. When it's less than a tefach wide, you don't say it. And here it's mashed for even less than a tefach. Still you say it. So Gemara answers like this. That's not what the Gemara means to say. Amalei, so Rav answers, Tiritz, say the Tiritz is like this. V'yem b'hochit, this is the way we should learn. Uvelvad, shaloi te aliyoyna l'man l'miyesrim, true. The top one can't be higher than 20 yamas tall. Ela b'toich esrim, it has to be lower in the 20 yamas limit. Aber b'tachtoina smuchula b'pochus mishloisha. We're talking about that the bottom koira, you know how far away it is. Less than 3 tefachim away. So therefore we say lovet. So Rav is also moided to that. If it's less than 3 tefachim away, even though they're not wide a tefach, lovet you still say. In Amr the other way. Providing that the bottom koira, the bottom one, can't be lower down than 10 tefachim. Elo lamalam yasara. It has to be higher up than 10 tefachim. Now, how much higher up could the other koira be? Velyoina, the top one, Smuchlo is close to it, Bepachas Mishloisha. It's less than 3 tefachim away from it. That's why it's smutta now. So it's very good. Even though each curve is only less than a tefach wide, but since they're less than 3 tefachim away, one from the other, we say lovud. Lovud is always sitting like it's attached. So therefore, we'll look as if they're equal. Mashenken, Luyitsu would be higher than 3 tefachim above. Then you have to come on to the new lumdus of Chavoyt Rami to say we throw it down. We only throw down a beam if the beam is wide a tefach. But if it's not wide a tefach, we don't say chavoyt. So here, the reason why we're saying it's kosher, even though each koira is not wide a tefach, the reasoning is, because it's less than 3 tefachim away one from the other. Less than 3 tefachim, we say, love it according to everybody. Even Abaye will be moided to that, that's kosher. So therefore, there's no kosher on rova. No loch is like rova. That as long as the beams are wide a tefach, by a sukkah, by the schach, even though one is higher, one is lower, still we say it's kosher. Right. The Mishnah says then, "V'tzil sum rubim mechamos k'shera." The Mishnah says that by yeschach you have more shade coming in the sukkah than you have sun. The schach is kosher. For the Gemara diik, "Hoki adadi psula." Mashma, we have equal amounts. 50% is a shade and 50% is sun. Supposed to mean you have 50% schach and 50% space. It's psula. Sal Mishnah says only v'shetzil sum rubim mechamos. You have to have more shade, more shadow than you have. Then you have the sun. For the Markasha, Votanan Bidach Pirkin, we learned in the first parak in the first Mishnah, that there it said like this. The first Mishnah said, Vishachamosa Meruba Meitzil Sapsula. You should know in your sukkah, if you have more sun coming in than you have shade, it's psula. So what's the diik? That Hokiyadodik Shera. That if it's equal, 50-50 is kosher. So Master from the first Mishnah, if you have 50% shade and 50% sun, the sukkah is still kosher. And here it's Mashmah, no, here our Mishnah says only if you have roiv shade. Mashmah, if it's equal, it's possible. So Chorot Tzira. So this is going to be the Teres to Rashi's first Kasha. Like, what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah here? We already learned it from the first Mishnah. Teres is no, like the two Mishnahs are really a Tzira one to the other. So they have to say Chedushim here. So Mara says like this. Like Kasha, there's no Tzira, I tell you. Kan milmala, kan milmata. It depends where you're looking. If you're looking on top, that's our Mishnah here. On top of the schach, you have to be more tzel, that's be more schach than open space there. Mashenka, the first Mishnah is talking about on the floor. If you look at the floor, then we say if there's more sun on the floor, it's possible. But if on the floor there would be equal amount of sun and shade on the floor, you should know then for sure on top there's more schach. Mashenkin, if you look at the schach and you have 50% by the schach itself, 50% schach and 50% space, you should know on the floor then there's going to be more sun than shade. So that's why there's no steer in the Mishnahs. It's not true that 50-50 is kosher only on the bottom, on the floor. If on the floor there's 50-50 shade and sun, then it's kosher. But if you look up by the schach itself has 50-50, then it's posel. Let's see Rashi. She's kan milmalo kamomato. Ho de dakin ki adodi psulo. That the woman dying from our mission here. That when the equal is psulo, lamalakoi. That's going when on the top. You look at the schach. If it's 50-50% on the schach, it's posel. Why? Rashi's kishiyesh ben kon lakona kamolikona. If by the roof you have equal space and beams and bamboo sticks, is a fiddle mitzum simsula, even if it's 50-50 is possible. Lefisha chames for avir nearest boritz rechov harbe, because the sun comes down on the ground much wider, minatzel from the shade. Shel schach. For all the dakin and kiyadodik share, that will be have a diik from the first Mishnah, that it's only possible if you have more sun. But if you have equal is kosher, nokich yurim ulmat, that's talking about looking at the ground on the floor. If you look at the floor in the sukkah, and on the floor there's equal amount of shade and sun, then be you do what you should know for sure, that on top on the schach, there's more schach than there is tzula. Then there is a sun, therefore it's kosher. That's trying the first Gemara's Terence. Say Nachanami, you need both Mishnayos in life. One Mishnah is talking about looking at the schach, and one Mishnah is looking at that at the floor on the sun and the shade on the floor. Omer Rav Papa says like this: Heinel the Yarmi Inch. This is the way people used to say that Kizuz Emeliel. If you have a zuz, a coin on top, ki istiru Miltachas. On the bottom, it's much bigger. It looks like an istiru. So Rashi learns it's a bigger size coin. In other words, if you have a hole in the roof, a small size like a penny, on the floor, the sun that's going to come in, it looks like a half a dollar bill. In other words, the sun comes in much more from a small hole on top. Rashi says, Kizuz emeliel, kistro metachas, kishanekev rochev kishiazuz. When you have a hole on top like the size of a dime, chamosim eruba lamate kishiazela. On the bottom, on the floor, it's a very big size, the sun that comes down. That's John the Mishnayson. If you look at top and at 50-50, since the hole is 50% of the schach, it's possible. Because you should know when you look down on the floor, there's going to be much more sun coming in than there's going to be shade. That's Rashi Shita. That an istiru here, Rashi says now, is wider than a zuz. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat Rashi. The Tosfos Esther Kasha comes out from Rashi that if on top of the schach it's 50-50, 50% schach, 50% poritz, it's like a puzzle. So Tosfos asks that Rav Papa Shita here, it is Rav Papa, and Rav Papa himself holds an ervin that Oymed Kiporis is called a mechitza. If you have a mechitza, that 50% is spaces, and 50% is board, it's called a good mechitza. Oymed Kiporis is kosher. So it is called a good tzchach. So how could Rashi say, according to Rav Papa, if you look at the top tzchach, it's 50-50, it's tzula. See, therefore Tosfos learns just the opposite. Tosfos learns that that a zuz is taken bigger than an istura. An istura is a smaller shear. But Tosfos learns like this, that milmala momata depends where you're looking. If you're looking directly on top, at the schach on top, in other words, if you're there mamish on top, so then if it's 50-50 on top, avadi it's kosher. Mashenkin, if you're on the bottom of the floor, and you look up to the top, and the way you are here right now, it looks 50-50, you should know then it's no good. Because something, when the far away you are, the smaller it looks. So even though to you on the floor looking up, it looks like it's 50-50, but if you would go up there, that hole would be a much bigger hole. So really then on top, it's more space than there is tzel. That's what Rabbeinu Tam learns. Milmala lamata means it depends where you're looking at. If you're standing on the floor and looking up, it's not enough if to you it looks like it's 50-50. Because really it's not. Because the hole that's far away looks smaller than really it is. Really it's a bigger hole. Mashenkin, if you're on top of the tzchach and measuring it there, and you see on top it's 50-50%, and the climate, then it's kosher. That's Tosfos Shita. But Rashi Shita is the other way. Right. Mi'uv, then the Mishnah says, Mi'uva kimin bayis. Let's say you have a tremendous amount of tzchach, and it's thick like a house, even though you can't see the stars through the tzchach, still it's kshera. Turn around, Rabbanim. Ha mi'uva kimin bayis. You have a very thick amount of tzchach. Even though when you're inside the sukkah, you're looking up, even at night time you can't see the stars, still ksheira. What about ein koich ve'chama niru mitoichoi? What about in the daytime, you look up, the sun, you can't even see the sun. Sun is much stronger than the stars. As you can't see the koich ve'chama, as you can't see the sun by daytime, no sun comes into the sukkah, then it's a machloikis. Ve'shamai poistam. Hashamai says that's possible. It's too much like a house already. It's too strong, the schach. Or be'silu machshirin. Allah is like, be'silu, still is kosher. So Rashi says, koich ve'chama, when the sun shines in it, no rays of the sun could get into the sukkah at all. It's not daima to the sukkah. It's too much like your house already. Therefore, it's no good. But beisilul is like beisilul. That no matter how thick the schach is, as long as the schach is made from kosher schach, no matter how many you put 1,000, 5,000 palm leaves there, still is kosher. But the chetilah is brought down. You should be able to see the stars through Yitzchak. You shouldn't make it that thick that you can't see the stars. But you don't have to see the stars all over. As long as in one place you can see the stars, that's enough. You don't have to make it holy. As long as you can see the one place, it's alright. But for the Yevet, even though it's very thick, the Yitzchak, you can't see the stars, still it's Kshem. So the Mishnah. You make your sukkah on top of a wagon, top of a car, or you make it on top of a ship. Is ksheira? You should know that the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. If you're allowed to go up on Yom Tov also, you're allowed to go on top of a wagon, you're allowed to go on top of a ship on Yom Tov. There's no issa going on top of it. Therefore, it's kosher. What about barosh? What? Barosh, let's say you have the sukkah on top of a tree. In other words, you're using the tree like the floor of the sukkah. And then you put four walls on the side and you have your schach, kosher schach on top. So, or gabe gomel. Or else, let's say you have your sukkah on top of your camel. Is ksheira? You should know it's a kosher sukkah. Aber v'yein oyel lo b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to go up there on yomtiv because you're not allowed to climb up a tree on yomtiv. You're not allowed to climb up an animal on yomtiv. So therefore, you can't go up there on yomtiv. But ksheira is kosher. Let's say v'yevad you went in there on yomtiv and you ate there your mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. So Rashi says by both of them, by the ship inside the wagon, the pshat is ksheira. Says the diras arai sagibor. It's called diras arai. It's movable, but that's kosher for sukkah. Since later it says no, here's the chiddush by the wagon and by the ship you're allowed to. Rashi says, tikin mashava b'roshay. You made the floor of your sukkah on top of the tree. Now you build real mechitzas. You have your four walls. You're not using the tree for the walls. You have good four walls there and tzchach on top of it. It's ksheira. Shrash l'chol shemayit. V'yach b'yomtiv im'ovar v'yola l'yotz. Law is yotzei dechavosei. If you did climb up and you're sitting there, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Aber lechatchila v'yein oilin, you're not allowed to climb up. The gods of Rabbanon, they're oilin b'ilon, v'yemishtamshim b'ashem yitlash. You're not allowed to climb up a tree or use a tree or be mishtamish with a tree to gzer, maybe you pull off a branch. Even be mishtamish, even hanging your coat on top of the tree, you're not allowed to on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What about shtayim b'ilon? Let's say two walls were supported by the tree. V'achas p'deyodim. The third wall, mama starts from the floor going straight up, and that's like you made the wall. So we'll soon see the chiddush is that still, the schach, the sukkah is called up. It has its support from the tree, so it's still also to climb up there on Yom Tov, because it's still called to be mishtamish with the tree. Oishtayim b'dayodam, v'yachas bilon, ksheira. Let's say you have two walls that you made, starting from the ground going straight up, but the third wall still has its support from the tree itself. You should know the sukkah is still ksheira, but the chiddush is v'yein oilin lo b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to go on top of the sukkah on yomtiv. Even though you're not climbing up the tree now, you have a ladder walking up through the other wall, but the Teretz says two walls by itself can't hold up the sukkah. Like you have to have a third wall there. So since the third wall gets its support from the tree, it's still called you using the tree climbing up, and you're not allowed to climb up the sukkah on yomtiv. What about shloisha b'dayodim? Let's say you have three good walls that you made start from the ground going straight up. The yachas bilam, just the fourth wall, is supported by the tree. Then you should know ksher, it's a kosher sukkah. The yoylan lo b'yomtiv, you're allowed to climb up the tree, you're allowed to climb up the sukkah and eat there on yomtiv. Why? Because by climbing up the sukkah, we don't say you be mishtamash, you're using the tree. Because since you have three walls that start from the ground going straight up, was made by the yodam, it's not called using the tree. For a fourth wall alone, you don't have to come onto the support of the tree. Even without the support of the tree, the sukkah would stand. Therefore, it's not called you're using the tree. Zeh haklal. This is the klal. Kol shenitol ilon. If you take away the support of the tree, v'yecholo lama gifnei yatzman, the sukkah would stay up by itself without the support of the tree. Kshera, then the sukkah is kosher. V'yoyle lo v'yontif, you let it go up it on yontif also. You let it climb up the ladder, go up through the walls. One wall is attached to the tree, but since the sukkah could stand with the other three walls without the fourth wall, it's not called you using the tree at all. Therefore, you let it go up the sukkah on yontif. Mashenkin, if you have only two walls that you made, but the third and fourth wall, or even the third wall by itself, is made by support of the tree, then it's called you're using the support of the tree. Then the lachri is ain island, you can't climb up it on Yom Tiv, because it's called you're using the tree on Yom Tiv. Now, one question you have to ask here is that the Rishonim ask, we're saying now, what's the case now? If the sukkah is kosher, in other words, you have a sukkah that's on top of a tree. So true, you're not using the tree for the tzchach, you're not even using the trees for the walls, but you're using the tree for the floor. Like the tree is what's supporting the sukkah up right now. Now the tree itself is posel tzchach, because you can't use anything that's mechuber is posel tzchach. So what's being maimed? What's holding up the sukkah right now? A dovah she'ein a royal tzchach. Now before we had in Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to put the tzchach on top of the frame of a bed, because since the frame of a bed is dovah makabel tumah, like we said, like a metal frame, you can't put the tzchach on top of a metal frame, because that's called dovah maimed. The maimed, the thing that's holding up the tzchach, can't be something that's posel l'schach. Therefore, if the maimed itself is a davar mekabel tumah, or here l'chur, it's a tree, it's posel l'schach according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why here is it good? Here Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Here it says you're allowed to have the tree, you're allowed to have the sukkah on top of the tree, and the schach on top of the walls. So the Magen Avraham and the other some achrenim bring a raya from here, so he said we spoke out, that a maimed, the maimed is mutter. And that's what the world is saying, Nechon, when they make their sukkahs. Like we said, even though Amol, you have a metal frame for the sukkah, and you have the schach on top of it, so to put the schach directly on top of the metal frames, you shouldn't do, because then what's holding up the schach, the metal frame, that's posel. But the answer is, put beams going across one way, and then put schach along the other way. So the schach is being held up first by the bottom beams. The bottom beams is kosher schach. What's holding up the bottom beams, the metal frame? That's called a maimid de maimid. That's a second support. A second support could be from a davar makabel tumah. And the Raya they bring us from our mission here. Because here, what's holding up the sukkah? The tree. The tree you can't use for schach. So we see, even though the tree is holding up the wall, but since what's holding up the schach? The walls you made. You made the walls from real wood. So the walls is not davar makabel tumah. So the walls is the maimid to the schach. Because what's the maimed, the maimed? What's holding up the walls? The tree. So you see, the maimed is mutter. That's what some achrenim want to say. But the famous kashya, the chazonish, everybody knows the chazonish sukkah is not like that. The chazonish was makbid that a maimed, the maimed is no good. Because see, there's no raya from our mission here. Our mission here is talking about that you have the tree for a floor. It's not called the maimed. If you use a tree for the floor, that's like supporting up those sukkah, like the mushroom. Every sukkah we have, what's holding up our walls? The floor. Even though dirt is posel tzchach. So why don't you say every sukkah should be posel? Because you know what's holding up the tzchach, the floor. Elamai is something that's called the floor, that's not called the maimed altogether. That's called the floor. So here you have the tree now to be the floor of the sukkah. That's all it is. It's just the floor. What's holding up the tzchach? The real four walls. You hear in the tree, you made four good walls. And those walls are made out of wood. And you have the tzchach on top of them, so why the sukkah is kosher? Because what's the maimed? What's holding up the tzchach? The walls. The walls were made from something that's not makabel tumah. The walls are made from something good. The tree is holding up the sukkah. The tree is not called a maimed, the maimed. It's not called like it's holding up the sukkah. It's called like a floor. A floor, we don't look at the floor. Mashenkin, in the case, let's say he holds, where you have your metal frame. So the lamaisa, what's holding up your tzchach on top? What's holding up your tzchach on top between me and you is the metal frame. You put boards one way, and then you put the schach on top of the other way to make it a maimed, a maimed, but the bottom beams can't hold up the schach. They're at plots. What's holding up even the bottom beams? The metal frame. So lemaisa, what's the maimed here? The metal frame. That's the chazanish, famous shita. He always knows that you can't use metal frames to support your sukkah. He even holds you can't even use nails to support the sukkah. Because let's say you have a pencil, how the sukkah is made. If the sukkah is made that first shavad, you bang nails in, it shouldn't fall down on you. But after the sukkah is all up, and then you have your schach on top, lemaisa, if you take out all the nails, most of the time the sukkah would still stand up. Like the nails are just there to keep it better, they shouldn't shake. But lemaisa, when everything is up already, without all the nails, what's holding up the schach is the walls. and usually the walls are made out of wood, so therefore it's kosher. But let's say you have a case that without the nails, the walls can't stay up at all. It's only the nails that are supporting the walls to stay up. Or let's say you have a wall made like this. There are two pieces of wood, and it's like this. The only reason this wall is staying up because it's banged in by nail. See, he also says it's possible. Because the meister, what's holding up this beam now? The nail. A nail is a dover makabel tumma. That's the chazon eshashita, that even a maimed, the maimed, also is possible. However, the locha, the Mishnah Berurah passed, not like that in the Magen Avraham, they passed from our Mishnah, no. That any maimed, the maimed is kosher. Even though you have a nail holding up the board. But since the maister, whatever the tzchach is laying on top of, is something that's roy, is a piece of wood, therefore it's kosher. Even though it's holding up the wood is a piece of metal, the achronim say it's mutter. So, that's the shayla. But this providing of adil, you're allowed to put tzchach over, let's say, a cement wall. If you have a wall made out of cement, even though cement you can't use for tzchach, then there's no gzerah. No gzerah is not to use a maimed, it's makabel tumma, because the gzerah, maybe you come and put it for tzchach. If it's a cement wall, that there's no gzera, you can use the cement wall for a tzchach. You can't move it. So if I'm like on a real cement wall, you're allowed to use it. There's no shaila, it's not makabel tumma, this and that. So only if you're using beams or metal, then we say if you're using it metal to hold it up, there's the gzera that maybe use the metal for the tzchach itself. Let's see, let's look at tomorrow. Well, so now money must be, who does our Mishnah go like? That says what? That you can put a sukkah on top of an agola, on top of a ship. It's Rabbi Kibi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kibi. The Tanya. Somebody makes a sukkah on top of the boat. Is Rabbi Gamliel poisel? Rabbi Kibi machshir. Kibi says it's kosher. Sukkah's arai still is kosher. My sub Rabbi Gamliel. What's happening to Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Kibi. Show you boyin basvina. They were traveling on a ship. Or med Rabbi Kibi b'yosas across the brush asvina. Rabbi Kibi got up l'shitos and made a sukkah on top of the boat. Lamachra next day sukkahs. Noshva ruach, a big wind came, v'yakrosa, and uprooted those sukkah, way in the river the sukkah went. Is Rabbi Gamliel said back to the Kiva, like, Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, heichas sukkah, what happened to your sukkah? That's a right like to me, it's not called a sukkah, you can't make a sukkah on top of a ship. It's like for the winds to blow it away, that's not called a dira's kva, that's not called a dira. Yeah. Rashi says, lekulami, type Rashi, the afilo dira sarai have, it's not even called a dira sarai. Something the wind to blow it away is not called anything. So Amr Abayi said like this: the kuliyam heichad yenyachel lama bruach mitzuyah diabosh leklumu. If the sukkah is so weak it can't even stand by a normal wind on the land, avad is called nothing. That's not called a sukkah. Yachel lama b'shenem mitzuyah diabosh kuliyam lepligid ksheira. If it can stand up with a strong wind, avad is kosher. Kepligid if yachel lama bruach mitzuyah diabosh, the sukkah can stand up with normal winds on the dry land. But yenyachel lamaid should be bruach mitzuyah diyam. On a normal wind of the yam of the ocean, and the real saba sukkah diras kva binan v'chivin that echel lama bruach mitzuy the yam leklumi. He also need a stronger sukkah, so when the winds of the ocean will knock it down, it's possible. And the kiva saba sukkah diras arav binan v'chivin echel lama bruach mitzuy the yaboshik shera. As long as it stand up to the normal winds of the yabosha, that's called a good sukkah. Even though in the ocean it could be uprooted, but so good. But a sukkah's arav, it's still called, therefore it's kosher. All right. Stop.